From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning. It's nice to have your company around the Word of God once again. I have begun to announce a gospel mission in our church that will commence on November the 17th. The preacher will be the Reverend Gordon Dean of Carrigarry in County Monaghan. And I'd like all our radio listeners to know that you will be welcome, very welcome, at any of the meetings. They commence on the Lord's Day, the 17th of November at 7 o'clock, and they will continue for 3 weeks each weeknight, Monday through to Friday at 8 o'clock. Now, before we have a hymn, I will mention tonight's program at 9 o'clock. We continue our study of the marks of grace in a true Christian, and we will be playing the final extract from the sermon we are featuring at present, No Gobbledygook in the Gospel. Will you join with me at 9 o'clock tonight? Now here's the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet singing for us, Stand Up for Jesus, an appropriate hymn, for in our Bible study this morning we'll be looking at Peter's denial of the Lord Jesus. That's in Mark chapter 14, the verses 66 through to 72. We'll be turning to that immediately after we hear the hymn.
Stand up for Jesus, his soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be lead. Till every fall is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For through the mighty conflict, in this his glorious day, ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose.
Let's open our Bibles now and turn to Mark chapter 14, and we'll read from the verse 66. Our subject this morning is Peter's sad denial of his Saviour. Verse 66. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereunto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind that word that Jesus had said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Last week I mentioned the foolishness of Peter in placing himself in the danger of temptation. Peter had already run away when first the Lord was arrested. He should have therefore known his own weakness. But instead he foolishly thrust himself into a most dangerous environment right amongst the enemies of Christ. It was here that he committed his great act of denial. Had he stayed away and prayed, as the Saviour had requested him to do in the Garden of Gethsemane, then wouldn't it have been much better for him? But Peter, you see, was still possessed of that same spirit of self-confidence that he had displayed when he said to Christ, upon being warned of his coming failure, Though all shall be offended, yet will not I. Verse 29 of this chapter. Poor Peter was to learn of his own foolishness and pay a bitter price for it. Now he is about to feel the full consequences of his folly and be made to know his own weakness. There is no sadder sight than that of a man backsliding and denying his Saviour. Let us learn, first of all, how far down a great Christian may fall. Peter was a great Christian. He was an eminent apostle. He features again and again at the very forefront of events during the Saviour's three-year ministry. He was amongst the first called. Indeed, Matthew mentions him as the first one Christ called. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. It was Peter who was especially commended when he nobly confessed Christ after he was asked the question by the Saviour, But whom say ye that I am? We read of Peter's answer in Matthew chapter 16, the verses 15 to 17. Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Saviour said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Yet here he is, quaking with fear, and completely overcome, and sinfully denying that he ever knew the Christ whom he had accompanied for 3 years. Christ had healed his mother-in-law. Matthew 8, verses 14 and 15 reads, And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Yet here is Peter, denying the one who had healed his own mother-in-law. Peter not only denied the Saviour once, but he did it 3 times, and that with increasing fervency. He even used cursing and swearing. Verse 71. All this he did even after he had proclaimed most vehemently that he would not deny the Lord, just a short time before. Verse 31. But he spake the more vehemently, If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. This incident is recorded not to shame or embarrass Peter, but it is recorded as a warning to every Christian. The best of men is but a man at best. How Christians need to watch and pray that they enter not into temptation. Beware of pride. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Peter thought that he would stand without any trouble, but he was wrong. Secondly, it does not take great temptation to bring a Christian down. It was a question by a young girl that brought Peter down the first time. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, "And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth." Mark chapter 14, the verses 66 and 67. There does not appear to be any real hostility in the statement. She seems to be merely pointing out that she had seen Peter in the company of Jesus. Indeed, it may well be that she attended some of the Saviour's meetings. But innocent and inoffensive as the question appears to be, it was enough to topple Peter. Finally, note that backsliding will bring great sorrow to the backslider. And the second time, the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, "Before the cock crow, twice thou shalt deny me thrice." And when he thought thereon, he wept. Verse 72. Luke tells us that he wept bitterly. Luke 22, verse 66. How many have been the tears shed by backsliders? But his grief was to his healing, for these were tears of repentance. Peter sinned greatly, but he repented greatly also. Peter was pardoned and restored. Proof of this is seen in the words of the angel to the women at the tomb on the morning of the resurrection. "But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee." Note the specific mention of Peter. Further proof may be seen in that just some 40 days later, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and preaching on the day of Pentecost. As a result, some 3,000 men were converted, not to mention the women and the young folk. There is deliverance for the backslider, and there is a work for God that may yet be done by such. If you are a backslider, will you not return to Christ today and waste no more of your life? If you are not saved, then please note the great mercy of God in this portion toward one who had shamefully failed his master. Christ will pardon you also if you call upon him this day. May God bless his word to all of our hearts. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.